理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. It's great to have you with us today as we begin our lesson on Berlin. We're going to be traveling to Germany, and we want you to join us.
Hi, everybody. My name is Steve. That's right. Get your passport ready. Pack your bags. We're going to Berlin. It's a city that's seen a lot of changes, especially in the last 10 years. Let's find out how it's changing. Join us now on page 22 in the left-hand column for the reading.
Rebuilding Berlin. Germany's capital, Berlin, pulses with energy. Museums, art galleries, concerts, and night spots all compete for your attention. You can find restaurants that serve almost any kind of cuisine, too. Expensive shops offer luxury goods to wealthy Berliners enjoying life and putting the city's tragic past behind them.After World War II, much of Berlin lay in ruins. Rebuilding soon began and accelerated after the Berlin Wall fell. Berlin now has more construction than any city in the world besides Shanghai.
Well, the title of this lesson is Rebuilding Berlin, and so it gives us the idea that perhaps at one point in history, Berlin maybe was not in very good shape.
That's right, Vicki. If you are students of history, you will know that in the 1940s, during World War II, Berlin was bombed extensively. A lot of destruction by the Allied forces, and so Berlin was left in ruins. We're going to learn what that means in a moment, but basically it means...The city was pretty much destroyed.
It was pretty much destroyed, and so that's why there has been so much rebuilding over the years. Well, we find out about this European city. This European capital, it says, has become one of the world's fastest changing cities. So it's changed immensely, especially in the last 10 years.
It has. Well, going into the text, we find out that Germany's capital, Berlin, pulses with energy.It's a very interesting sentence. When I see the word pulses, I think of something that's alive. Our heart pulses, and it gives life. It gives energy to something.
In a way, pulses has the same idea of energy or liveliness or something like that. So it really is saying the same thing, that it pulses with energy. It has a lot of energy. It has museums, art galleries, concerts, and plenty of night spots for those people who really like this. And all of these places, it says, compete for attention.
Well, it does have a lot of night spots. And you know, you go to some cities around the world and it seems like they close up around 9 o'clock at night. And if you like to be out late,There's really nothing you can do in those cities, but Berlin is very different. They have a lot of places you can go late into the evening and have a lot of fun. There are lots of places that are competing for your attention.
It's interesting this way that our writer wrote this, that these things compete for your attention. It simply gives us the idea that all of them are very attractive. They all want to invite you to come to these places. And I think it's probably pretty hard to decide sometimes where to go.
I bet it is. Well, in line four, we find that you can find restaurants in Berlin that serve almost any kind of cuisine, too, which gives the idea that there are lots of restaurants with foods from all over the world, giving the impression that Berlin is a world-class city. There are people in Berlin from all over the world. There are different cultures represented in Berlin, giving it that extra energy in life.
That's right. It's a very international city today. There was a point in history when it wasn't so international, but today things have changed, and when you go to Berlin, you'll be able to find cuisine from all over the world.
All right, moving on, we see that expensive shops offer luxury goods to wealthy Berliners enjoying life and putting the city's tragic past behind them. So things have changed. We find in this sentence that there was a time when Berliners could not enjoy the finer things of life, the luxurious goods, the goods that would give them convenience or pleasure or comfort. This is kind of new.
Right, and that's what luxury means. It means to offer great comfort or pleasure. We have luxury cars, luxury hotels. So we see here that in the past, or we might say the city's past, was quite tragic.
It was. And of course, again, it was due to World War II, especially at that time. And afterwards, the city was lacking a lot of things that it needed. A tragic past gives the indication that it was very sad, often involving death.
Okay, now it tells us in the sentence again that these people are enjoying their lives now, and they're putting the tragic past behind them. Now this is a good expression for us to use. We can put something behind us. Let's put our differences behind us. Let's put something that's maybe negative behind us, and let's move on from here.
Good, good point. It means to forget about it. Let's not think about that anymore. Let's look to the future and see what's in store for us in the future, in the days to come. Well, after World War II, much of Berlin lay in ruins. And that's because of the war, the bombing that I had described earlier. And the whole city was just pretty much flattened. It was destroyed. But rebuilding soon began, and it really picked up or accelerated after 1989 and 1990.
Okay, after it says the Berlin Wall fell. Now, first of all, we have this word accelerate. It just means to move or go very, very quickly, right?
To accelerate means to increase in speed. Let's take a look at this word accelerated in the word skit.
Junior, show me how to play that video game.
Okay, Grandma. Here, you can drive the red car, okay?
Okay. What do I do?
Well, press the red button if you want to accelerate, and then that black button you press when you want to slow down.
Okay, I'm accelerating.
Okay, you can go a little faster, Grandma.
All right, I'm going to accelerate. Oh, look how fast I'm going.
Well, Grandma, be careful. Don't drive too fast. You might drive off the road.
But I want to go fast. Look, I'm accelerating. I'm going faster and faster.
Grandma, slow down. You might get into a car crash.
Oh, no, I won't. Accelerate, accelerate. Oh, that was fun.
Grandma, I think you were driving too fast.
Why do you say that?
Look, the TV's on fire.
Oh, my! Oh.
Okay, so we see here that to accelerate means to pick up speed, to go faster and faster. So we see here that they began to rebuild the city, and then that just picked up speed. It got faster and faster. Things improved faster and faster.
Okay, yeah, when I think of accelerator, that's the gas pedal in the car. We often call that the accelerator, which helps you to pick up speed in a vehicle. Well, the Berlin Wall fell in 1989. Berlin now has more construction than any city in the world besides Shanghai. So it really has picked up. A lot of people are putting the past behind them in Berlin, and they're looking to the future.
And I think most of our students know the Berlin Wall. Back in 1945, Berlin was divided between the East and the West. I think in 1961, the wall was built to keep people from crossing over into the West. And then it wasn't until 1989 and 1990 when the whole wall came down. And that really changed things for Berlin.
It did, and it certainly opened things up. We'll learn more about that when we come back from our break. But first, let's go visit Ken and Rachel in the chat room.
Hello, students. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Rachel. In today's lesson, we learn about expensive shops that offer luxury goods to Berliners.
Now, Rachel, can you give me some examples of luxury goods?
Sure. A luxury good is high in quality and price. Expensive and well-made clothing, accessories, Luggage, cars, and wine are all considered luxury goods.
Oh, like a Rolls-Royce car or a Prada purse?
Exactly. And luxury goods are indulgences, not necessities. They're not needed for basic survival. They're usually just for fun.
Luxury goods 就是奢华商品。Luxury goods 就不是 necessities, 不是必需品，而是 indulgences。动词 to indulge 就是纵容、放任。所以名词 indulgence 就是奢侈的嗜好、乐趣。比如说吃高级的巧克力就有可能是一种 indulgence。So most people who buy luxury goods are wealthy, right?
Right. Luxury goods are often regarded as status symbols. And a status symbol shows that a person has significant wealth.
I've heard of social status, and that's a person's place in the society.
You're right. And if a person has high social status, that means he or she is probably wealthy and well-educated.
Status 是身份地位 ,social status 就是社会地位。而 status symbol 字面上是地位的象征，指的就是判断他人地位或者夸耀自己身份的事或物。比如说宾士轿车很可能是一个 status symbol.
Let's take a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
True or false? You must pay a yearly tax to own a dog in Berlin.True or false, you must pay a yearly tax to own a dog in Berlin. True. The yearly tax is about 176 US dollars. Oh, that's a lot of money. But if you really like dogs, then I guess it's worth it.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We've been learning about the city of Berlin in Germany.
We just found out that Berlin had a tragic past, but a lot of the people in the city are putting that past behind them, and they're looking towards the future. There's a lot of changes going on in Berlin right now. What else is happening? Well, let's find out. Join us on line 14 for the reading.
Rebuilding Berlin. All that construction means there is always something new to see. Climb up the newly completed dome of the Reichstag building. The dome rises 48 meters above the ground. A double staircase winds 230 meters to the top. From there, you can get a spectacular 360-degree view of Berlin.Then look down into the building through the skylight. Watch Germany's lower house of parliament at work in the room below. At night, the dome is lit from the inside, giving a beautiful new glow to the Berlin skyline.
Well, before the break, we learned that there's a lot of construction going on in Berlin. In fact, more than any place in the world other than Shanghai. And it says here, all that construction means there is always something new to see. So new buildings are going up, new things are opening up. This is an exciting place.
Well, I would imagine that if you visited Berlin and then you went back the following month, you would see a lot of changes. Berlin is changing very, very quickly.Well, the author suggests that we climb up the newly completed dome of the Reichstag building. This is where the German government meets. It's a very impressive dome. You can see a picture of it there at the bottom of the page. Especially, it's very beautiful at nighttime.
It is very beautiful at night because the lights come on, it's lit up, and it can be seen from quite a distance. It's quite impressive. The architecture alone is impressive. But it tells us that we should not only visit this place, but we should climb up the newly completed dome. Now, it doesn't mean you should climb up the side of it, scale it in any way, but it means that you go inside and you take the stairs to the top.
We're not talking about climbing here as you would climb a mountain using your hands and your feet sometimes, but simply climbing up the stairs or climbing up the building using a ramp or a walkway that has been provided.
Well, it says the dome here rises 48 meters above the ground. So you have quite a climb, don't you, if you want to go to the top?
You sure do. But once you get there, it's a great view. There's a double staircase that winds 230 meters to the top. Now, when something winds, I get the idea that it's going around in a circle, and that's what the dome is. It's a half circle, so I guess the staircase winds around that dome, and when you get to the top, you can see this beautiful view. I understand that this Reichstag building is one of the most visited tourist attractions in Berlin.
Wow, it does sound exciting. Also, when we're talking about a staircase, we're talking about stairs that are enclosed inside a building, usually with a handrail or something on the side. So it's not just stairs anywhere, but it is encased, we might say. There's something surrounding it. So people will climb these stairs, and be careful, that word wind sometimes looks like wind, right? But in this case, you have to take it from the context that it's actually wind. So it's that idea of twisting and turning, going around almost in a circular motion.
Well, in line three, we find that from there, from the top of this building, you can get a spectacular 360-degree view of Berlin. And a 360-degree view is very impressive. It means you can turn around. Anywhere you look, you can find Berlin down below and see wonderful sights.
I think we learned the word panoramic before, and it gives us a similar idea that you see all around you with nothing in the way, right? It's unobstructed.
That's right. Well, once we're at the top of this building, the author then suggests that we look down into the building through the skylight. Now, a skylight simply is a window in a roof to let in sunlight.
That's right. It's a window that allows the sunlight to come into a room. And a lot of people like this. I know in America we have a lot of skylights in our kitchens. We like that extra light in the kitchen or sometimes in a bathroom. But it really is nice. In the daytime, it lets the daylight in. At night, you can see the stars through the skylight. Well, it tells us that we can watch Germany's lower house of parliament at work in the room below. Now, I would think that that would be a little bit intrusive, right? That would be maybe spying?
Yeah, and I also think it might be a little distracting for those people who are on the floor down below trying to work, and they are looking up sometimes and seeing people staring at them. But I guess it works, and I guess you can do that there at the House of Parliament. The lower house of Parliament is part of the German government that has been elected by the people. There's an upper house and a lower house.
Okay, so it tells us that you can watch them work in the room below. And I have an idea that they're used to this. They probably don't really have time to look up. But it says, at night, the dome is lit from the inside, giving a beautiful new glow to the Berlin skyline. So as we said, there's a lot of construction going on, which means that the Berlin skyline has been changing. That's why we call it a beautiful new skyline.
And it says the building gives off a beautiful glow, and a glow is a light, but it's a soft light. It's a dim light, and the building is very beautiful because of this.
Okay. Well, students, we have the privilege of taking a closer look at the city of Berlin. Join us now for this.
I'm Michelle. 这篇文章首先我们看 pulse 这个动词，注意 se 在这里是发 s 的音，念成 pulse。pulse 当名词是指脉搏或者是有规律的跳动，但是 pulse 在这里是当动词，意思就是指强烈并且有规律的跳动。例如 ，The news sent the blood pulsing through his veins。这个消息让他热血沸腾。课文中提到的。Pulse with something 是指跃动着某种兴奋的情绪，例如 A city that pulses with life 跃动着生命力的城市。接下来我们看的是 accelerate 这个动词，注意它第一个 c 是发可的音，第二个 c 是发 s 的音，念成 accelerate。 accelerate 在这里是当不及物动词，意思是加快速度，例如He accelerated to pass the bus in front of him. 他加速越过前面的巴士。 Accelerate 如果当及物动词的话是指使加速。例如 The use of fertilizer can accelerate the growth of crops. 使用肥料能够加速农作物的生长。最后我们看的是 wind 这个动词。注意这个字虽然和 wind 风这个字是同样的拼法，但是 I 在这里是发 I 的音，所以念成 wind。 wind 是指盘旋或蜿蜒。例如 The river winds through the valley， 河流蜿蜒流过山谷。或者是 The road winds around the lake， 这条路绕着湖的周围行进。And now it's time for us to go to the word bank.
Pulse. The disco pulsed with the sound of music and people dancing. Accelerate. The car accelerated and passed the big truck on the road. Berlin Wall. The Berlin Wall used to separate East and West Berlin.Wind. This path winds around the pond in the park. Skylight. I like to look up at the stars at night through the skylight. Lower House of Parliament. The Lower House of Parliament voted on several laws.
Rebuilding Berlin. Germany's capital, Berlin, pulses with energy. Museums, art galleries, concerts, and night spots all compete for your attention. You can find restaurants that serve almost any kind of cuisine, too. Expensive shops offer luxury goods to wealthy Berliners enjoying life and putting the city's tragic past behind them.After World War II, much of Berlin lay in ruins. Rebuilding soon began and accelerated after the Berlin Wall fell. Berlin now has more construction than any city in the world besides Shanghai. All that construction means there is always something new to see. Climb up the newly completed dome of the Reichstag building. The dome rises 48 meters above the ground.A double staircase winds 230 meters to the top. From there, you can get a spectacular 360-degree view of Berlin. Then look down into the building through the skylight. Watch Germany's lower house of parliament at work in the room below. At night, the dome is lit from the inside, giving a beautiful new glow to the Berlin skyline.
Well, students, today we learned that Berlin is changing rapidly. It's becoming a very modern city. Changes are taking place daily, and if you were to go away, you probably wouldn't recognize it if you came back within, say, a month, right?
I would think so, Vicky. Well, next time we meet, we're going to take a look at more of a historical Berlin, of how it was 40 or 50 years ago, and see maybe what kind of changes or how drastic the changes really are.Join us next time for more of Rebuilding Berlin. Until then, goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.